Jesus, Son of David. Matthew 1 and 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. New King James Version. Whenever I read the Word of God, I am amazed at how God sets things in order. Nothing happened just because. It was all part of His plan for redeeming mankind, displaying His love, developing us as His own peculiar treasure, revealing Himself. Just amazing. Such was the case of each leader in the Old Testament. They not only were a part of the grand scheme of God, but they point us to Jesus. Abraham was a prophetic demonstration of God's love for us as the one who would offer up his only son for us, Jesus, the seed of Abraham. Moses was a prophetic picture of Jesus, the deliverer. And King David revealed Jesus as King of Kings. Let's look at King David. Although Abraham was before David, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is mentioned first as the son of David and then as the son of Abraham. That's because the Jewish nation understood that the son of David was their title for the Messiah to come. And Matthew purposefully declares Jesus to be the son of David and then gives his genealogy to prove it. This was intentional on Matthew's part because he understood that Jewish people placed a high value on a person's ancestry. We know this to be true because of the long records in the Pentateuch, which gives us great details of who fathered whom. When Ezra reorganized the temple worship, the Jews had to prove their family tree with records, and those who could not, of the tribe of Levi, were not allowed to serve as priests. So lineage was extremely important, and this is why Matthew begins his account of the life of Jesus in this manner. In 2 Samuel 7:13, God said to David, "He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." God established the Davidic covenant with these verses. He promised David that his seed would be the one that would have a forever kingdom. Several of the promises made to David at this time were in fact related to Solomon, heir to the throne. But verse 13 was in reference to the Messiah, Jesus, who was yet to come, the forever king. Luke confirms that Jesus, the son of David, was indeed the one who would have a forever kingdom. In chapter 1, verses 32 through 33, we read, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Many prophecies in the Old Testament foretold of a kingdom that would have no end. We know that to be true today, and we know it to be fulfilled in Jesus. There are two important ways that David and Jesus are mirrored. David was a shepherd. As a shepherd, he cared for the sheep and protected them when necessary. Jesus himself declared that he was and is the good shepherd, and he refers to his people as his sheep. He takes care of us, protects us, and provides for us, just as David did with his sheep. They are both kings. David's kingship ended with his death, but he is known to be Israel's greatest king. His kingdom was taken by force, and he ruled as one who loved the Lord. Jesus' kingdom is taken by force. He rules as one who is God. He has established a forever kingdom, and it is still in operation. He is Jesus, King of Kings. From his birth, when the wise men came looking for the king who was born, to his death on the cross, where they nailed the sign King of the Jews, to today, he has been king. And guess what? He will still be king when we leave here and when we meet him in heaven. The Old Testament tells us some very important things concerning the Messiah, the Son of David. He would reign forever. He would rule over all the people of the earth. He would be both king and priest. He would bring a new covenant. He would provide forgiveness of sins. Jesus fulfilled all of this and so much more. In the New Testament, Jesus was referred to as the Son of David on several occasions. Matthew 12:23, it was written, "Could this be the Son of David?" After Jesus healed the man who was demon-possessed and was both blind and mute. Matthew 15:22, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." The Syrophoenician woman who wanted the crumbs from under the table for her daughter's healing cried to Jesus. Matthew 20:30, "Have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David." Two blind men cried for their sight. Matthew 21:15, "Hosanna to the Son of David." The children cried in the temple when they saw Jesus doing his triumphant entry. Matthew 22:42, Jesus asked the Pharisees, "How could David call his descendant his Lord?" They responded that he was the Son of David, basically the Messiah. Why did they call Jesus the Son of David after these miracles? Because the Old Testament references to the Messiah declared that the Messiah would open the eyes of the blind and unstop the ears of the deaf. "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert." Isaiah 35:5, New King James Version. There are so many wonderful truths about Jesus, the Son of David, and how their lives were mirror images. But can I share some that are dropped in my heart? David was the first Old Testament person who had the Spirit of God with him always. Jesus also had the Spirit of God with him always, although without sin. David also brought in the realization of a personal relationship with God, and Jesus was and is the fulfillment of that personal relationship with God. David was a man who sought the face of God, and Jesus was always praying. David was a great servant leader, and Jesus was a greater servant leader. David cared deeply for his people, and Jesus demonstrated great compassion for his people, and the list can go on. I will return to my first observation in this post. God is so intentional. Every detail has been well thought out. As I have been working on this post and thinking about these things, it has caused me to realize that he didn't stop being intentional after Jesus. He is still just as intentional in our lives. I can't explain delays or disappointments or how they fit in the whole tapestry of life, but I am confident that he misses nothing, and he is working out his own plan for my life, for your life, for the sake of the kingdom, for the return of Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus.